Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for this morning.
Amen.
We can see your hand leading us through.
Amen.
We are so blessed, Heavenly Father. We are so happy, O Lord. And we can feel it even in our flesh, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Be with us. Take the leadership for the remaining of the service, O Lord. Bless these offerings. Bless these guys, O Lord. Bless your children. Bless your people. And be with us as we go the remaining of the service into our hands in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Just sing one song. We will ask James and Sister Carol to come sing for us. Amen. We have a special Barnett will sing for us today.
Amen.
He sings for us another time. Amen. So if you're in the spirit, you'll catch the message. If you're not in the spirit, you won't catch it. Amen. So let's just sing just a chorus. We'll sing. Let's sing that song. Is an answering God for specific reasons. While Ranit and then come.
And your support and messages and everything. At the time I was going through the hard times when I lost my father.
Amen.
Just first want to say that my father passed on, and he was an old man actually. He was 91 years old, and he thanked the Lord for his age. But the way he left, he really touched me. I don't know really what happened, but I knew that he was sick for about 5 days. Between Christmas and New Year. So, but when we got there, they were explaining to us how he departed. He was a very sick bedridden. He was still walking around the house, but they said the day when he passed away, the sickness wasn't up to like to say you need to go back to the hospital, but it was just the pain that was having as the boy with me. And then they said that morning, when he was passing away, he just 3 days before, he asked my cousins to go to the mountains in Africa. It's so common for people to go to mountains to pray. He asked them to go and pray for him since he's not feeling well. So he asked them for 3 days to go into the mountains to pray. So it was like on a Friday when they left. So the third day was a Sunday. So that Sunday, as he woke up in the morning, as normal, and asked for his breakfast. In Africa, they woke up very early, like 6 o'clock, it would be already a day like this. So he went outside to sit and ask for his breakfast, as normal. And then they said he has his cup of tea. And then within a few minutes, he called my niece to come and help him to go inside, so he's not feeling well. And then he went to sit in the sitting room like that and asked for my auntie, his young sister. And then they said he sat there, that was around 7:30 in the morning. They said, when he sat there, he said, let us all pray. And then they sat there, they sang a song and they prayed. So they said, after praying, everyone opened their eyes, and then they noticed that my father is not opening their eyes. So my auntie's grandchildren, they said, they were worried what has happened to Grandpa, because normally he doesn't do that after prayer. Why is his eyes not opening? And they took cold water, they were pouring at him. And then we noticed that he's just gone like that. So I really thank the Lord how he called in that day. And in his time, when he's about to go, you think of praying.
Amen.
And I really appreciate how my father was, really. I can't say all of it, but he was such a wonderful person to me. If it's not of him, I wasn't going to be in the message. And one of the most important things that I love is that when you're going through the things that is left behind, it's one of the notes that I was writing when I was young. When I was a young girl, when I first believed, he kept my notes. And it made me to think of, I have to go back to those notes when I was a new believer in 1990s. So I was surprised that I still find them in special things, in special documents. And I find those things that really touch my heart. For my father, he really loved me so much that he kept just my simple notes that I was writing when I was a young believer. And to have them with me, I brought them with me. I was very surprised to find those kind of things that he kept for me. Since your prayers made a difference to me during my travel, the devil was really trying me, but the Lord kept me through, and I believed that it was your prayers that you're doing. It wasn't much of what I could do because I was very down at that moment. During my journey, like when we were going with my sisters, when we arrived in South Africa, we delayed our breaks, and then we spent a lot of time waiting there, and we missed our flight to Zimbabwe. So we had to make the equipment to go to Zimbabwe. So when we were there, we were planning just to get someone to come and pick us. But we got the person, but the person was charging too much money for us that we couldn't afford to pay. So while we were negotiating with the person, he took us to a certain city. And they said, hey, you want this much money? The man wants too much. The brothers of Avandar to just get us across. So while we were there, the man said, I need that money. I can't take you without that money. Because you saw that with this flight, we've missed the flight. But when we were there, we said, we can't afford. We just looked at our heads and we saw a car that was loading. It was around 7 at night and we were desperate in a seat that we don't have, time in the rush. We just looked at our eyes, not that there's a car that is loading already nearby, where he think he carried us away, took us away from the buses and things like that. And these people, when we just approached them, I going to Zimbabwe, they said, yes, we're going back right now. And they took our base and took us there. We didn't really trust them. But I saw the end of the road because we were being a bit disappointed, the buses and everything were going. But it was without really a big prayer, but I knew that some people are praying for us. And our journey was complete and everything went well when we were there in Zimbabwe, the funeral and everything just went well. But since the day when I was preparing to come on Tuesday last week, I was supposed to take a bus to South Africa, and this way I was supposed to fly from and come here. So I don't know, things just started happening. I didn't understand why, but my cousin was telling me that, you know, when the devil has nothing, he's failed to try you in many ways. He just seemed to keep trying the little things to keep you, away from believing or trusting that the Lord is with you. When I was just about to leave from Zimbabwe, my cousin had booked a bus for me, but they have similar names like Intercity and Intercape. But when he was 2 months before, and he just told me, I'll go to this bus in the morning, in the evening, 4 o'clock, the bus is departing 4 o'clock, so be there at 3 o'clock. So I misunderstood what he said on the phone because it's one who did the bookings. So I drove to this bus, the opposite bus that I got inside the bus, because I was supposed to meet him there to give him the car, because I was using his car while I was there. So we went with my other cousins and my nephews. So we went to the wrong bus. So we stayed there until 5 to 4, and the bus was departing at 4 o'clock. And my bags were already packed into that bus. So, and then when I was trying to call him to say, where are you? Because I don't have a ticket. They want the ticket or reference number for me to get a ticket. I noticed that my phone has been blocked because it was on roaming. It's been suspended from the side. So we're stuck and we couldn't move and we're under pressure right there. So just within that time, and then he was counting minutes, he didn't want to put us under pressure. Then around that time, he rang me and said, cousin, where are you? He said, I'm here at the buses. Where are you? He said, I'm at the buses as well. He said, I think you're at the wrong place. I said, yeah, I'm here with this bus. And I said, no, I said, go to Intercape. And it's across the town. And it's almost 4 o'clock for the bus to depart. So I was really, really, I don't know what can I explain. I just don't know what to do. And we ran to the car just to move fast if we can catch the bus the other side, since we're at the wrong bus. But that time when we're leaving, we forgot the bags that we have loaded into the bus. So I drove fast with my nephews to the other side. We caught the bus that side. And the fact that he has checked in for the bus for us. When we go there, when we open the boot, we find that the bags are not there. And the bus was leaving. We tried to talk to the driver. He said, no, we have to leave. But they said, if you can make it 5 minutes. So at that time, I think it was really the prayers that was made before to help me going. We ran to that bus. By God's grace, we found that that bus hasn't left. Of course, again, we got my bags.
Amen.
Now when we got my bags, coming back to this bus again, found that this bus is gone. And my brother is too risky, like for his job, 2 hours before he told them that, he has to help me to travel. So he said, give me the keys, we have to chase this bus. And it's about 300 kilometers to the border. Yeah, I'm pretty sure between 250 and 300 kilometers from my city to the border. So we have to drive very fast to chase that bus. But we managed to catch it on the way. And then right on the way there was a toll gate, so that's where we have to block it for me to get that bus. Now, before we approached the toll gate, for them to sort of wait them to drive through those kilometers where the bus will head its first stop. He asked me, sister, because he's a believer, so sometimes he called me sister, sometimes he called me cousin, sister, do you have your phone? I said, I'm sorry, checking the phone, and my nephew said, auntie, your phone is on your knees inside your bed. And I just believed them, and then I said, my phone is with me. And then I jumped into the bed, they transferred the beds, but they drove like halfway down, about 100 kilometers to the first port. So, and then they drove back to my city. So while I was inside the bus, I was checking for my phone now because I wanted, just in case there's any Wi-Fi in the bus, I can enjoy checking my flight and things like that. I just discovered that my phone is not there. I started calling back my phone, and it wasn't going to help me to log into my emails, to check in my flight and everything. So I have to ask someone next to me to call home for them to drive down that 3 kilometers to get me with that phone. I just thought that the devil was after me. But my brother was able again to drive those kilometers again to get me to the border, to get me my phone. Since I didn't realize that the devil was after me, there was a lot of things that was happening between until I arrived to the airport. But I really want to thank the Lord for everything, because the devil was really trying me here and there. But may God bless you all, because at the end of the day I was successful to get here. God bless you.
Crimson stream of blood, amen. On
Calvary, Lord of sorrow,
oh, my life.
Yeah.
wonderful testimony.
Mm.
That those waves that reach the throne of God are sweeping over you.
Amen.
Brother Joel's asking the saints to please pray for his mother. She's sit back in comfort. Father, we thank you for a crimson stream of blood. We thank you that, Lord, you kept it not in heaven, but you sent it down to us. And now we climb in Jacob's ladder. And every rung we climb higher, higher. Oh, Father, but no matter how high we've gone, there's something in us that wants to go higher.
Amen.
Father, there's something that wants to go deeper. There's something that wants to go further. Because, Lord, we want to know you better.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we come to wait upon you upon this day. We thank you for worship. We thank you for an opportunity, Lord, to express ourselves on a beautiful morning that you've given unto us. Now, Father, we're thinking of our brother's mother, Lord. Father, even as our sister was testifying of your grace to her father, Lord, we just ask for the same grace upon Brother Joel's mother. Lord, touch her, we pray. Visit her, grant your grace. We commit your hands upon this day. Father, bless the visitors in our gates. Father, thank you for song worship. Thank you for specials. Thank you for items that have been sung. But now, Lord, we approach your word.
Amen.
Lord, we need you. Father, quicken us this day.
Amen.
Quicken
Amen.
Us according to your will.
Amen.
Be glorified, we pray. Father, as we read, open up our understanding.
Amen. Please, Lord.
Father, we want to give it all into your hands. Glorify your name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's open our Bible. Says Luke chapter 17. Would you greet everybody, Brother Neto, all his family? God bless them richly. Brother Max is preaching twice today in Romania. Let's remember him as well. Let's read Luke 17 from 28, just to get a little background, up to 37. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they moved. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, a great fire and brimstone from heaven destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his staff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. But he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. It's strange because he's just spoken the verse before about in the day when the Son of Man is revealed, which is our day. Then he gives a warning and he says, if you're on the housetop, don't go back to look for your goods. If you're in the field, don't go back in the city. My friends, you've got to be careful in these kind of times where your heart is.
Amen.
Especially when you're closer to the end. You don't want to have the world in your heart.
Yes, sir.
You don't have anything to hold you back. And he gives us the warning, verse 32. We'll take our topic from there. Remember Lot's wife.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it.
Hallelujah.
I tell you.
Amen.
That night, which is a great night that we're looking forward to.
Amen.
In that night, what a warning. There shall be two men in one bed.
Mm-hmm.
One shall be taken and the other shall be left.
Yes.
Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? Where will this happen that one's taken and one is left? And he said unto them, wherever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered.
Yes, sir.
It's a serious thing to think about. It's speaking about where the eagles gather.
Yes, sir.
This is where this is going to take place.
Yes.
Just like Lot and his wife. One went into the refuge and one was destroyed in the burning of Sodom. One was taken and one was left behind. Lord bless his word to make you see that sense. Let's take our thoughts on Remember Lot's Wife. It's a weekend focus for evangelism. So let's... I don't know how many people are here today who are not Christians, but I'd say our main focus would be maybe not so many people aren't Christians today, but maybe those in our midst who are like Lot's wife, because there's a warning saying, remember Lot's wife. The days of Lot are given as an example of the final judgment. When God rained fire and brimstone down from heaven, it was a type
of the judgment of a soul.
Amen.
You know, a soul, when it dies now, it doesn't go straight into judgment. There's two words in the Bible, in the New Testament, for hell. One is Hades, which is the realm of departed souls, which is the underworld, where it's the place that souls go who die who are not redeemed. That's what those who die who are not prepared to die. And you wait in Hades. But then there's another hell, which is Gehenna, which is the lake of fire, which is the final judgment of the soul. You know, so this burning of Sodom speaks about that. Look at what Jude says in Jude verse 5 and verse 6. Listen to the warning that he gives, the same as Jesus in the book of Jude, verse 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance. Remember he said, remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
I'll put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how the Lord, having saved the people out of Egypt, so he delivered them out of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, is reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of that great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So the burning of Sodom is an example of that final destruction, that final judgment. But let's think, before this judgment came on Sodom, let's think about the grace of God. Because God himself came down. And what did he come down to do? He came to seek that which could be saved.
Amen.
By the way, different categories of people. But he came down before judgment came. And he came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
He was interested in Lot's sons-in-law. No, the message got to them to warn them of the wrath that was coming. He was interested in Lot and his wife and his daughters. And he made sure that the message got to them. And out of all of these people, the most tragic of all of these characters is Lot's wife. Because if you think of Lot's wife, she had such a privilege inside of her life.
Amen.
She was Lot's wife. The Bible says Lot was a righteous man. It says the sins of the city vexed his righteous soul. She was so close. She lived in the same house. She slept in the same bed with a man who was saved, and yet she was lost. It just shows. It's a serious thing to
think about. Amen.
Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. So he takes it down to our day. And the first thing which we'll find out about Lot's wife, she had so much privilege. God granted her so much grace. She was related to Abraham, to the prophet. She knew the prophet personally. She was once held captive by the kings when they came and they plundered Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham came in the power of the Lord and delivered her. She had experienced God's deliverance. It's like somebody who the Lord heals or somebody who the Lord delivers. You know, she knew God delivers.
Amen.
Because she had been taken captive.
Amen.
She was a woman who entertained angels in her house.
Amen.
Anointed angels in her house.
Amen.
She was a woman who experienced the supernatural.
Amen.
She experienced it. And yet, she perished right in the gates of salvation.
Wow.
Yes.
She died right at the gates of Zoar, the city of refuge. And she perished. And Jesus leaves her to us as an example, saying, remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
Friends, there's something we need to learn about Lot's wife.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's something about our time. It's got like an end time context about this. It's the dangers of the last day.
Amen.
And the first thing we'll see is that salvation, grace, is not hereditary. It's not passed down through the natural bloodstream.
Amen.
You don't receive grace through the natural birth. You think in the Bible, David was a man after God's own heart, but Absalom perished.
Amen.
You think of Samuel, such a great prophet, that God was so displeased with his sons. Eli, the high priest, God judged his sons and condemned them. There's so many examples that you're going to find in the Bible, but the one Jesus points us to is Lot's wife.
Amen.
To show we've got to be careful, friends.
Amen.
Salvation, redemption, the grace of God is in no wise passed down by human relationship.
Amen.
There's privilege in having this relationship. There's privilege in God putting someone in your house who's a man or a woman of God. There's a great privilege and honor and favor that God has given to you by giving you a father and mother who believe.
Amen.
But in the end, if you're not careful, that'll be used to judge you even more.
Amen.
Because of the privilege that you receive.
Amen.
And God gave this woman a righteous husband. Yes, he got caught up in Sodom, but he had a righteous soul.
Amen.
And she gave him so much opportunity inside of her life. You think of how many people you can see in the Bible were right on the doorsteps of eternal life, and yet they perished. And they're going to be at the judgment, and they're going to be condemned, and their souls are going to be cast into the lake of fire. Think of Judas. He was the treasurer in the church in the message. He was sitting in all of Jesus' meetings. Did it do him any good?
No.
Friends, we don't receive grace by association.
Amen.
We receive grace by the decision that
Hallelujah.
We
make.
Amen.
That grace we can receive it in vain.
Amen.
And we've got to be careful about that.
Amen.
What about Ananias and Sapphira? Contributing to the building fund.
Yes.
And yet falling down dead under the judgment of God.
Amen.
Right in the house of God.
Amen.
Can you see how close people can be to salvation? What about the rich young ruler? He was loved by Jesus himself.
Amen.
He was loved by the Son of Man himself.
Amen.
He stood right in the presence of eternal life.
Amen.
He had Jesus showing him, opening the door to him personally.
Yes.
And he perished in his sin.
Amen.
Oh, friends. Let's not despise, the Bible says, so great a salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Let's be very careful about these things. Let's consider Lot's wife. Let's consider how close she was to salvation, but she perished. And she stands there today as a memorial if you go to Israel.
Hallelujah.
She stands as a pillar of salt, as a memorial to this day, to show how someone can receive such grace and still be lost.
Amen.
Such opportunity and still perish.
Amen.
Such favor from God
and
still be left as a memorial of somebody who almost made it but almost isn't enough.
Yeah.
That was the problem with her.
Amen.
Repeatedly she received grace.
Mm.
Right from when she married her husband, like we say, and then those kings came and captured them, and she was taken captive. There she was in Sodom. She went down to Sodom with her husband. Here came four kings against five. Came and destroyed Sodom. She saw all people being slain before her. She saw the blood being shed. But somehow the grace of God, her and her husband weren't destroyed.
Amen.
They were taken captive. And then she's taken with her husband right to the further side of Israel. And a messenger comes to Abraham and gives the message and says, Lot's been taken captive. And God anoints a man. Yeah? Already she's received grace, deliverance from death. God anoints the prophet and sends him all the way from one side to another to come and bring deliverance to her.
Amen.
And she's redeemed. She's delivered. And she goes back into Samaria. Oh, friends, I think of so many people who stood in the prayer lines. So many people who were healed in the prayer lines that will be in hell. So many people who stood in the presence of the pillar of fire, who received benefits, who received healing, who received deliverance, who received salvation, but they never went all the way with God.
Amen.
That's the warning about Lot's wife.
Hallelujah.
She never went all the way.
Amen.
We've got to go all the way.
Amen.
She personally tasted the power of deliverance of the message of the ark.
Yes.
She knew. If you would have gone to Lot's wife and said to her, you know, what do you think about this Abraham? Yeah. She would have said, he's got a powerful message.
Amen.
Why? She sat in his meetings. Lot's wife was part of the move of God.
Yes.
She said to the husband, she went to so many of Abraham's meetings.
Amen.
If you had have sat down with Lot's wife, she could have told you life story.
Amen.
She could have told you the prophet's life story.
Amen.
She could have told you all the doctrine of the message. There's only one God.
Amen.
She could have told you all the things that God had received to Abraham.
Amen.
If you and I had have looked at Mrs. Lot, we would have thought this is a real believer. She dressed like the rest of the sisters.
Amen.
No, she knew exactly what to say. She didn't put on makeup. She didn't put on earrings. She didn't dress like the world at first when she was still with Abraham. She would come along to the meetings. She'd sing with the rest of the people. She would share the preaching of the word like the rest of the people. And think of her. She perished in the end. When the separating time came, when the great separation came, she wasn't in.
Yes.
Amen.
She wasn't in.
Amen.
Ah, friends.
Amen.
It's not enough to sit around message.
Hallelujah.
It's not enough to agree with the message
of God. Amen.
It's not enough to know the prophet's life story. It's not enough to even have experienced this, that, and the other inside of your life. There's something more that we need.
Amen.
And she didn't have it.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And the Lord Jesus Christ gives us her as an example of our day. And says, remember Lot's wife.
Hallelujah.
And they said, where will this be? Lord, she says, where the eagles gather.
Hallelujah.
Where the carcasses, that's where the eagles are going to be gathered. It's a warning for our day.
Amen.
We've got to be so careful of what we do with this grace. That's why Jesus says, I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed.
Yes. Yeah.
Two men in one bed. One shall be taken, the other shall be left. Sometimes we don't think deeply enough about that. Two women grinding together. The one that's taken is a message believer.
Yeah.
She's grinding together with somebody else. Two men sleeping in the bed. At least one of them's a message believer. You can be so close to the truth. And
Amen.
So does you no good.
Amen.
In there, you can be so close. You can work with people. You can get the grinding mode. And have believers with you where you work. You can sleep in the same house. You can sleep in the same bed. He says, two men shall be in the field. You can walk together and have fellowship with message believers. Friends, that in itself is never enough.
Amen.
And it's a serious warning, friends.
Amen.
Especially to those that are born in the message. You know, we grow up in the message.
Amen.
That you've known the message from when you're young.
Yes.
That's a great privilege.
Amen.
God has kept you from evil. God has kept you from defilement. But if we're not careful, we can get ourselves comforted in a certain place where we shouldn't be comforted.
Yes.
Because Lot's wife was comforting herself in the wrong things.
Amen.
She didn't realize her own peril. She didn't realize she wasn't ready for that which was to come.
Amen.
And the sad thing about it, she only realized it when it was too late. That's when she realized it. Just like those in the bed. That one is left behind. You realize it when it's too late. Those two walking in a field, you realize it when it's too late. If you looked at Mrs. Lot, you would have really thought, this sister really separated from the world. Because she did. She separated. She came and lived with Abraham, the separated life. She came and lived in the camp of Abraham. At first. Friends, outward appearances can be deceiving.
Amen.
Because God judges the heart.
That's right.
God is looking at the heart.
Amen.
The problem with her is that she was associating with believers. And you'll see it when she went down to Sodom. But the world was still in her heart.
That's right.
That's the most dangerous thing. And that's what caught her in the end.
Hallelujah.
Is it doesn't matter how much you associate. It doesn't matter how much you're in the presence of anything. It doesn't matter how much God speaks to you. But if you never open that door, allow something to come and change in your heart, to deliver you, to take away the love of the world, you need to remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
Because Lot's wife was an example of somebody who could keep all the outward. She could dress well, associate well, say the right things, but she still had the love of the world.
Amen.
Our friends, that's dangerous.
Amen.
But she could comfort herself, but you know, the Lord delivered me. You know, God delivered me. She would have testimonies greater than many of our testimonies.
Yes.
She could tell. She could tell you, don't you know I was in the prophet's meetings? When he was telling us about when he was down there in Haran and Elohim appeared to him, she could tell you all those kind of things. She could tell those things to her children. But you know what the problem was, friends? They weren't in her heart.
Amen.
They weren't in her heart.
Amen.
Because once you receive the truth in your heart, the Bible says when you know the truth
sets you free.
Amen.
There's something about the truth. The truth really does set you free. She knew so many of those things. But you know where the great mistake was? Paul speaks about it, about them that God delivered from Egypt. He says, but they never mixed it with faith.
That's right.
Amen.
He says it never profited them.
Amen.
Although God had delivered them.
Amen.
God sent a prophet, delivered them. They tasted of deliverance. They tasted the manna, the angels food. They tasted the spiritual drink, the water from the rock, the spirit. They tasted of all those things, but the Bible says it never profited them individually because they never mixed it with faith.
Amen.
And it's so easy to sit in the message, but you never personally mixed it with faith. You never mixed it with faith. And you know, with Mrs. Lot, the great thing you learn from her, she never truly had a revelation of who Abraham was.
That's right.
She never had a revelation.
That's right.
She could speak all about Abraham. Abraham's my husband's uncle and all this. I've been in his house, his tent many times. He visits us on a regular basis. But the problem is we get familiar with something.
Amen.
You see, we get so familiar with something, we don't allow it to have the effect in the life that it's
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we get so used to being around something that we don't realize the very purpose that's been put inside of our lives. We don't realize how important that message is. That message. Now, imagine how many times she visited believers when she was living in Abraham's tent. Imagine how many times they had fellowship, they had meals together. They did so many things together. Look at Luke 13, verse 25. Jesus again gives us a warning about when the door is shut. Speaking of our age, Luke 13, 25. He says, when once the master of the house is risen up and have shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall say unto you, I know not whence you are.
Amen.
Then you shall begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in your presence, and thou hast taught in our streets.
Amen.
Oh. But Lord, we ate and drunk in your presence. Amen. You came and taught in our streets. We heard you, we invited you to our house. Verse 27, but he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence you are. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Amen.
You know what iniquity is? It's to know what you should do and you don't do it.
Yes.
It's not enough to fellowship with truth. Friend, if you don't allow that truth to have the desired effect inside of your life, we'll come to this stage at the end.
That's right.
We say, Lord, I was in your presence many times in church. You brought people to our house. Lord, we fed in your presence. You preached in our streets. And they'll say, but you workers of iniquity.
Amen.
I don't know you. We've never been personal with each other. We've never entered into relationship with one another.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the danger of just associating in the message.
Hallelujah.
You get used to the message, but you don't know him who sent the message.
Amen.
You don't have any relationship with him.
Amen.
And he says in verse 28, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Wow.
When you shall see Abraham, God's wife will see Abraham on that day. And say, but I used to associate with that man. And when she's being judged and condemned, shares the person that she spent a lot of time with going into God.
Amen.
Oh. It says, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. I've said it many times before. If you go to all the scriptures of the end time, when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke, almost every time he gives this warning. Mm-hmm. He says, watch and pray.
Mm-hmm.
He says, watch and pray. He warns. And every parable about the end time, people are left behind.
Yes.
The foolish virgin, the door's been shut.
Amen.
Every parable he's warning Amen. To say, please, people, realize at the end, don't be lulled into a false sense of security.
Amen.
Make sure your hope is built on the right thing.
Yes.
Make sure that you're sure.
Amen.
Because there's going to be many that come. And the door is shut.
Amen.
And you're going to say, but Lord, we associated with you. We associated with your message. You were right there. We ate in your presence. You did great things. We saw you do great things. You delivered us, Lord. We saw your salvation. You protected our house. You kept us from car accidents. You did all of these things for us. He said, that's fine and good, but I never knew you. Think of the privilege here. When the Lord, now when they went down to Sodom, the Lord was going to judge Sodom. But God, he saw her in Sodom. He saw her and Lot and the daughters in Sodom. And God himself wouldn't judge Sodom before he had given her a warning. God himself came down, Genesis 18, to Abraham. Because God was burdened for the soul of Lot's wife. And he came down and he anointed his servant, Abraham, with the spirit of intercession. And told him and said, Abraham, I've come down. Because the cry of Sodom is great. And I'm going down to see. And Abraham got in the spirit of intercession and he made intercession.
Hallelujah.
He brought earnest prayer before the very face of God.
Amen.
On behalf of the soul of this woman.
Amen.
And she still perished.
Yes.
Amen.
Ah, friends. There's going to be many children of message believers on the last day.
Amen.
And you're going to see how your mother and your father wept and cried in the presence of God.
Amen.
And God anointed your parents and they made intercession on your behalf.
Amen.
But it's still not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Amen.
Because he can stand on the door and knock, but unless you open the door,
nothing's going to
change.
Oh, friends. But sometimes you will think, my dad believes the message. You know, we grew up in these things, it's good. Or my husband believes it, or my wife. You know, I love to be with message players. Be careful of that, friends.
Amen.
Be careful because Jesus gave us that warning. Remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
He's telling us to remember. Let's remember Lot's wife. Let's remember the privilege that she had. Let's remember all that God did for her, but she perished in there. Despite all that God did for her. She's down in Sodom. Abraham makes intercession. What happens next? God sends two angels to her house. The Bible says some have entertained angels unaware.
That's right.
Maybe she didn't fully realize what this meant. For God to send two angels, anointed messengers, right into her house. Imagine that. Friend, God can deliver your house. God can watch over you. God can keep
Amen.
You in the way. God can keep your children. He does those things because he's good.
Amen.
He does those things because he's God.
Amen.
That doesn't mean you're saved. You can still perish.
Amen.
Amen.
He can warn you. He can plead with you. He can send anointed servants right to where you are.
Yes, sir.
Not Amen. Wait for you even to come to church. He can send people right into your house.
Amen.
Straight
Amen.
From the presence of God.
That's
anointed
right.
with the power of deliverance. To bring you right into the city of refuge. So on. If you just follow what the judge
is Hallelujah.
But unless you in your heart decide to respond to what God is telling you, it's going to do you no good.
Right. Amen.
It's going to do you no good. You see it, friends. And like I said, the big sign, the big distinguishing factor between Sarah and Lot's wife was one. Lot's wife still had Sodom in her heart.
That's right. Amen.
She still loved the world. Friends, you can fool everybody. You can cover your sins that the world may not see. But you cannot hide it from God. And you cannot hide it from yourself. The Bible says if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God is not in you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the key. It's not knowing the message. It's not knowing the messenger. It's not knowing all of the stories when he was hunting. She knew all those stories.
That's right.
She could tell all the stories about Abraham. She could even tell you what he preached. She could tell you there's not three gods, there's only one. She could tell you that in the beginning it wasn't an apple. She could tell all of those things. But she still loved the world.
Amen.
She still loved the world. And that was the distinguishing factor in the end, why she perished.
Amen. That's right.
Because she loved the world.
Yes. Amen.
The world was still in her heart.
Amen.
Despite all of the privileges that God had done for her.
Amen.
See how the angels delivered them. The Sodomites are coming to ransack their house. And those angels blind them. It was a vindicated message she received. She had no excuse. She knew these two angels. What they're saying comes from God.
That's right.
Because she saw the vindication of it. She saw the power of it. She tasted the power of that message of deliverance. That message of grace, and yet she perished. She saw it at work in her house. She saw God deliver her children. She saw God deliver her husband. She saw God protect her house. Our friends, sometimes we comfort ourselves with the wrong things.
Amen.
Because you'll say, but the Lord did this for me and I prayed for this. That's wonderful. God does those things. But it doesn't mean that you saved. It doesn't mean that you're right with God yourself.
But
if you still love the world, that's the witness that you should
be. Yeah, that's right.
If you love the world, the love of God is not in you. She experienced the supernatural. Friends, you can't associate with this message and not experience the supernatural.
Amen.
How many multitudes, 10,000 times 10,000, stood in the presence of the pillar of fire? Even in the prophets' meetings. And how many of them were saved? Only time will tell.
That's
only
right.
Eternity will tell. But I'll tell you, the vast majority weren't saved.
That's right.
Because if you take it back to the time God delivered them from Egypt and afterwards destroyed them there.
That's right.
You can taste the power of God's deliverance and still perish.
Yes.
Amen.
You can drink of the spiritual rock and still perish.
Wow. Amen.
Why did they perish? Because Egypt was still in their hearts.
Amen.
They were thinking of the flesh pots. They were thinking about the cucumbers. They were thinking about the garlic. The Bible says they never mixed the word of faith. So never achieved the purpose that grace sent it to them to achieve. It's a serious one. What a mistake that she made. Now, they're in the city. The sun's rising. Look in Genesis 19, verse 12. Look at the message the angels give to them. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place. Because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. It had an effect on her at first. When she received this message to flee from the wrath to come, that there's going to be a destruction, God's going to judge this age, God's going to judge Sodom. At first it shook her. At first when this message came to in her house, it really shook her. It did. It shook her enough to take her out of Sodom.
That's right.
But it never shook her enough to take Sodom out of her.
Amen.
Amen.
She came out, but she never went in.
Amen.
She had to come out of Sodom and go into Zoar. But she came out and perished in the wilderness. Ah, friends, that's the deceptive power of the supernatural sometimes.
Amen. Amen.
The things we comfort ourselves in.
Amen.
He said, you know, God was so real. God delivered me from cigarettes. God delivered me from alcohol. God delivered me from all those. God delivered her from Satan.
That's right.
But the Bible says, remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
Because she perished. She still perished. So Lot went out, verse 14, and spoke to his sons-in-law, which married his daughters and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his
bye, bye.
Now verse 15. And when the morning rose, then the angels hastened blood, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. I've seen so many people come to the message and get shaken at first.
Yes.
And it moves them. And they're moved by fear, like Noah was moved by fear at first.
Yeah.
And there's a momentum and there's a movement inside of their life. And they forsake the world and they forsake all the outward things of the world.
Yeah.
And they seem to be doing well.
Oh.
Like this is God. They'll go a certain distance.
Yes.
Mm.
But they never go all the way.
Yes. Amen.
She went a certain distance. She went far, we'll see. But she never went far enough.
That's right.
Amen.
It's not he that starts the race, it's he that finishes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
It's not enough to start well.
Mm.
To be caught up in the moment, to be caught up in, oh,
wonderful.
God's going to destroy this world. Oh, Los Angeles is going to sink, all of these kind of things. And then what happens?
Hallelujah.
Then you become like Mrs. Lot, and she started to linger. Yeah. She started to lose peace. And the angels were leaving the rest of them now. That weight of the world inside of the heart started to weigh her down. And she couldn't keep up the pace that she had started with. Friend, you cannot walk the narrow way and have sin in your heart.
No,
you can't love this world and walk the narrow way.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember the prophet had the vision of the woman with the high-heeled shoes?
Amen.
Yeah? In the vision. And he told her, you can't walk the narrow way with those kind of shoes.
Amen.
It wasn't so much the shoes. It's the posture.
Yes.
Those shoes make you attain.
Mm.
To put those shoes on with those high heels, why do you put them on?
Amen.
To present your body in a certain way. Because
It
pushes certain parts of your body out.
Mm.
It exposes certain parts of you in an unnatural way.
Mm.
That's why men are always attracted to women who put on high heel shoes. There's a sexual attraction. That's what it is.
Amen.
Listen, it wasn't just the shoes, what they were made of themselves, but it showed what was in her heart.
That's right.
For her to want to dress with those kind of things shows she was trying to portray something. There was a spirit in her that wanted her to show forth more of herself than she should have. That's not modesty. And then that woman in the vision said, you don't need to tell me. I know what I'm doing. And she tried to walk up those steps. And then all the prophet heard was a slip and fall and a scream as she fell down into hell. You've got to be careful, friends.
Amen.
Amen.
There's certain things you can't take on this narrow way.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. You can't take worldly girlfriends on this way.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You can't do that.
No. Yes, sir.
You can't take sin on the narrow way.
Amen.
That's why Jesus, when he speaks of it, remember we saw it, of Lot's wife, he says, he who would gain his life is going to lose it.
That's
Amen.
Right.
If you want to hold on to your life, she wanted to hold on to her life. She wanted the best of both worlds. She thought she could be in the message. She thought she could receive these benefits from God and still hold on to her old life, the things of the world. It doesn't work. There comes a time you have to make the decision.
Amen.
Jesus said, because if you want to gain your life, you have to lose it.
That's Amen. Right.
There's no other way.
Amen.
There's no other way. But Mrs. Lord, you want to have a foot in both worlds. Yes. You can't do that.
Amen.
You always perish in the end like that. It doesn't work like that. So it says that the angels hastened Lot. Yeah? Verse 16. And while he lingered, the men laid a hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife. An angel takes you.
Amen.
Now we speak about a supernatural touch. She had such a supernatural touch.
Hallelujah.
She was taken, an angel took her by the hand. Imagine that quickening power.
Hallelujah.
Imagine that momentum she got all of a sudden. An angel took her by the hand because they were lingering and quickened her. It says, and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him.
Mm.
That's why the prophet says on that great day, no one will go to hell without deserving to go to hell.
That's right.
No one will be able to stand in the face of God at the white throne judgment and say he was unjust. Mm-hmm. Look what he's done for this woman. Go and read her life. From the beginning up to now, it's grace in her life.
Amen.
God's given her a husband with a righteous soul, a husband who's related to Abraham. God's put her right in Abraham's camp. She's been in Abraham's meetings. She makes her mistake with her husband, goes into captivity. God sends the power of the message to deliver her from her captivity.
Amen.
And then she goes back to Sodom again. The great mistake which they made.
Amen.
And even while there, God anoints Abraham to intercede for her.
Amen.
God sends two angels in answer to the prayer.
Amen.
Two anointed ministers come right into her house. Tell her of the peril of the day, the lateness of the hour. She's moved for a season. They start to linger. The angel takes her by the hand, pulling her out of the city. The Lord be merciful to her.
Amen.
And you tell me she's going to have any grounds to stand on that day?
No.
When her soul is condemned. She has absolutely no room to stand.
Amen.
God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance.
Amen.
The Bible says. God always sends a warning before he judges. But the prophet says many people shrug it off as just a strange feeling. Yet it was a supernatural touch. There was something trying to pull you out of danger. There was something trying to work inside of your soul, a touch inside of your soul, a touch inside of your conscience to warn you, to stop what you're doing, to tell you, be careful. You don't know how late it is in your life.
Amen.
You don't know where this is going to lead you to.
Yeah.
Oh, friends. That's why the Bible says today,
yeah.
if you hear his voice,
hallelujah.
Harden not your heart.
Amen.
As in the day of the provocation in the wilderness.
Amen.
But you put other things ahead.
Yes.
God will be telling you, separate from those worldly girls.
Yeah.
That's standing between you and eternal life. Just as much as he said to the rich young ruler, sell all that you have.
Amen.
Give it to the poor. Come and follow me.
Amen.
And you stand in the presence of eternal life. And Jesus loves you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you stand in his presence. And you feed in his presence. And he preaches in your streets. And he watches over you. And he delivers you from misfortune. He does all these things for you. Great thing is, you're not willing to give all to him.
Mm.
You're not willing to lose your life.
Yes.
You want to hold on to your reputation. Yeah. You want to hold on to the image that you've got.
Mm.
That image will perish.
Yes. Yeah.
That image is temporary, it's transitory, it will pass away like the grass of the field.
That's right.
Or the mist in the morning.
Mm.
It doesn't last. The Bible says even youth is vain.
Amen.
It quickly passes away.
Amen.
And if God calls you in the days of your youth,
amen.
If he draws near and he speaks to your soul, don't put it off to tomorrow.
Yes. No. Hallelujah.
Don't put it off to tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me read you the true account of a young man. This is from a book that I have. It's a very interesting book. It's about 100 years old. I found it. Of deathbed experiences.
Amen. Amen.
It's got hundreds of experiences of sinners and saints when they died. It's very sobering. Because you can fool yourself in your atheism. You can fool yourself in your confusion. But when you come to the end of your journey, the prophet says, and that your spirit starts to break away from your soul. And you start to realize now what the reality of eternity.
Hey.
Hey, amen.
Listen to this young man. It's called, oh, I've missed it at last.
My.
Some time ago, a physician called upon a young man who was ill. This is in the 1800s. He sat for a little while by the bedside examining his patient. And then he honestly told him the sad news that he had but a very short time to live. The young man was astonished. He did not expect it would come to that so soon.
Mm.
He forgot that death comes in such an hour that you think not.
Amen.
At length he looked up into the face of the daughter, and with the most despairing countenance, he repeated the expression, "I've missed it at last."
My.
"What have you missed?" inquired the tender-hearted, sympathizing physician. "I've missed it at last," again he repeated. "Missed what? Doctor, I've missed the salvation of my soul."
My.
"Oh, do not say so," said the daughter. "Do you not remember the thief on the cross?" "Yes, I remember the thief on the cross. And I remember that he never said to the Holy Ghost, 'Go thy way.'" He never had another opportunity. So don't look at the thief on the cross.
That's right.
Amen. He's not the same as you, and he's not the same as me.
Amen.
He says, "I remember that he never said to the Holy Ghost, 'Go thy way.' But I did. And now he is saying to me, 'Go your way.'"
Amen.
Oh, friends.
My.
Amen.
He lay gasping for a while and looking up with a vacant, staring eye. And he said, "I was awakened and I was anxious about my soul a little time ago. But I did not want to be saved then. Something seemed to say to me, 'Don't put it off, make sure of salvation.' But I said to myself, 'I will postpone it.' I knew I ought not to do it. I knew I was a great sinner and needed a savior. I resolved, however, to dismiss the subject for the present. Yet I could not get my own consent to do it. Until I promised, I'll take it up again. At a time not too remote and more favorable." You see how he deceived his own conscience. He said, no, I know I need a savior. I know I need forgiveness. I know my soul is in peril, but I don't want it now. But he couldn't leave it. Like, I said, okay, but what I'll do, let me just push it off a little bit. I'll sort out the issue down the way. I bargained away, resisted and insulted the Holy Spirit, and I never thought of it coming to this. I meant to have made my salvation sure, but now I've missed it at last. You remember, said the doctor, there was some who came at the 11th hour. My 11th hour, he replied, was when I had that call of the Spirit.
Amen.
I've had none since.
My.
And shall not have. I'm given over to be lost. Oh, I've missed it. I've sold my soul for nothing.
My.
This was said with such indescribable despondency that the doctor said nothing in reply. After lying a few moments, he raised his head, this young man. He looked all around the room as if for some desired object. Then he buried his face in his pillow and again exclaimed in agony and horror, "I've missed it at last." And he died.
My.
It says, reader, you need not miss your salvation.
Amen. Thank you.
For you may have it now.
Yes. Amen.
What you have read is a true story. How earnestly it says to you, now is the acceptable time.
Amen.
Today, if you hear his voice.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said, my spirit will not always strive with man.
Amen.
The Bible says, beware, lest you do despite, you insult the spiritual grace.
Amen.
And you tread underfoot the blood by which you were saved. You tread it underfoot.
Amen.
Amen.
It says you can cross a line.
Yes.
And then there's no turning back. And then you want to be saved, but salvation has passed you by.
Yes.
It's too late. You've missed your season. You've missed the day of your visitation.
Amen.
Oh, friends. The song says, risk not your soul.
Hallelujah.
It is precious.
Yes. Yes.
It says, hear the Savior how he tenderly pleads. Risk not your soul. It is precious indeed. But procrastination is the thief of time.
Yeah, that's right.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Amen.
There's so many now in the regions of the lost, in the underworld, in the prison house of darkness and despair, waiting for the great judgment morn. And they were privileged just like you.
Hallelujah.
Their fathers were believers. Their mothers were believers. Their brothers, their sisters, they were in school with believers. You know, they worked with believers. Your uncle was a believer. Somebody knew the prophet. Remember Brother Babes in the prison? I've said it many times. When he met all the children of the message believers in the years that he was there. And he said the testimony was always one and the same thing. How did you get here? He said, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how your heart may be soft towards the things of God. It doesn't matter how your intentions may be good. Even the sins of the city may vex your soul as they vex righteous Lot.
That's right.
But you'll be judged by association.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, friends. That's why the call of the gospel. Come out from
us. Amen.
Amen.
And be separate, says
Amen. Amen.
And I will receive you.
Hallelujah.
And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my children.
Amen. Amen.
There's no other way. Amen. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you've got to take up your cross.
Amen.
You've got to die to yourself.
Amen.
You've got to take up your cross. There's no other gospel.
Amen.
This is the only gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That if you want to save your life, you're going to lose it.
Yes. Amen.
But if you're willing to lose your life for His sake, you'll gain it. And in
Amen.
This world and in the world to come.
Amen.
That's what you'll do. But friends, you've got to reply. You've got to respond.
Yes.
It's close. But look at Mrs. Lot. There was no reason for her to disbelieve.
Yes.
Look at what that God had done.
Mm-hmm.
Those angels took her by the hand. You know, I've seen it in the lives of believers.
Mm-hmm.
They come, make a decision, go to the waters of baptism, there'll be a quickening power. It'll quicken them from Sodom. You'll find their power to let go of certain things.
Yeah.
But look how the angels did it. The angels took her by the hand and took her out of the city. Then they left her.
Yes.
Amen.
Because there's a certain part of the journey you have to walk yourself.
Amen.
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 He's not going to pull you all the way there.
That's right.
He's going to deliver you. He's going to give you all you need, but you have to make the decision.
Amen.
And that's why so many perish in the wilderness.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Though God delivered them from Egypt, they perish in the wilderness. Because the danger, friends, the prophecies in the church is stopping short.
Amen.
Yes.
You stop short.
Yeah. Mm.
Amen.
You still have the love of the world. You stop short.
Yeah. Amen.
You haven't gone deep enough in.
Yes.
The angels didn't deliver them from Sodom just to leave them in the wilderness.
Mm.
The angels told them, flee to Zoar.
Yes.
There's a refuge there.
Amen.
If you just make it into that city, you'll be safe.
Amen.
When He calls you, He takes you out to bring you in.
Yes. Yes.
So many people stop short.
Amen.
They come out, but they don't go in.
Amen.
And then their sins catch up with them again, and they judge with Sodom like
Mr. Amen. Amen.
Oh, friends. It's not enough to cut down the tree by justification.
Yes.
You've got to uproot the tree.
Amen.
Those roots have to be taken out by
Amen.
The
Amen.
Amen.
Which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It has to come and uproot the world from you.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's just a matter of time. The same sins that you had before.
Those
things will start to grow once
again. That's right.
The Bible says the last estate of that man is worse than the first.
Yes, that's right.
Jesus says when the evil spirit has gone out of the man and wanders around in dry places, then when it finds no place to rest, it comes back to that vessel once again and finding it empty. It comes with seven of its friends, and the last estate of that man is worse than the first. If you want to know people who sin, sins that will make your ears tingle and your
Amen.
Face go red is people in the backside from the message.
Amen.
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 When people come back, the things which they will make right, you will never believe that it's possible.
Yes. Amen.
For that mortal being who sat in the presence of God, under the message of the hour, could ever partake in such.
Yes. Amen.
But I have long stopped being shocked. And friends, the same with you and I.
Amen.
It is not for His grace.
Yes. That's right.
But when you come to Him, you've got to go all the way.
Amen. Amen.
You've got to go. Then how do you know you've gone all the way? Because there's no one above.
Yes.
That's right.
Something's changed within the prophets. How will I know? He says, what were you and what are you now?
Hallelujah.
What outwardly, outward appearances are deceiving.
That's right.
And what are you inwardly?
Amen.
What are you inside of your heart? That's the way that you know.
Thank you, Lord.
That you're not what you used to be.
Amen.
Something's changed you from death to life.
Amen.
You no longer love Sodom and the things of Sodom. Your heart is no longer pulled back to those things anymore.
Amen.
But you're seeking for a city that's built on
Amen.
There's a faith inside of you that's a substance.
Amen.
That you live in tabernacles of everlasting.
Amen.
You're not seeking a city with foundations here. You're seeking a city with
foundations. Amen.
Amen.
It's God.
That's right.
There's no other way, friend. It's not knowing the terminology.
Yes.
It's not knowing all the supernatural books as good as those things are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not knowing all the doctrine of the message. Mrs. Lord knew so many of those things.
Amen.
She had so much privilege inside of her life.
Mm-hmm.
So much ministry to her soul. So much visitation of God's grace to her.
Amen.
But in the end, she perished in her sin.
Mm. Amen.
She perished in her sin. She had no reason to despair. She knew God in her day. She knew God was real. She knew God had spoken to her. She knew God had delivered her. She knew God was in the message of her. She knew God was in His prophet. She knew those things. She knew God had been in her home. She knew God had delivered her and her family.
Amen.
She knew grace had come. She knew all those things. And she perished. So the Bible says, remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
It's remember Lot's wife, friends. Let's not fool ourselves. The devil will sing the worldly lullaby to you.
Amen.
Like Samson, and get you to fall asleep on the knees of Delilah.
Amen.
And save you because you've rejected the dear visitation.
Amen.
And then you'll stand up and say, let me shake myself at other times. But it's not like other times. You wist not the Lord had departed. And friends, I can think of nothing which would bring such an anguish and a sorrow and a panic in the soul of a person than to be facing up to death. And you go to seek the Lord and He's not found of you. Because the Bible says, seek the Lord while He may be found.
Amen.
And call upon Him while He's near.
Amen.
It means there's going to be a time He's not going to be found.
Amen.
There's going to come a time He's not near. And He says it in Proverbs, it says, the Lord says, because you've rejected me in the days of your prosperity. You've rejected me when I spoke, you rejected me when I persuaded you.
Yes.
He says, when your calamity comes, I will laugh at you.
Amen.
It's a hard scripture, but that's the truth.
Amen.
That's divine justice. Because you've mishandled grace.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Mishandled grace and mercy. Let's be careful, friend. Hebrews 4, let's read it, verse 1 and 2 as we come to a close. Paul warns us in the scripture. Verse 1 and 2, he says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise be left us of entering into His rest.
Amen.
Any of you should seem to come short of it.
Mm.
There was a promise given to her for refuge.
Amen.
There was a promise for deliverance.
Mm.
Amen.
And she fell short.
Mm.
She didn't fear. She didn't fear. Fear lasted for a short season. Once the angels left her, she lost her fear.
Mm.
I've seen people come to the message.
There's
such a momentum at first, and soon the world overtakes them.
Mm.
And the only thing I know about the message is the theory of the message.
Mm.
And you know, like Mrs. Lott, in fact, I'll show you just now exactly what happened to her. Verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them.
Amen.
Not being mixed with faith in them.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Sweet.
It's so easy to sit in the message but not mix it with faith.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
But make it personal.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
It's so easy when the word comes knocking at your door. You can even agree with it. You'll say amen to it, but you do nothing about it.
Amen.
It's not him that hears the word. It's him
that's
that
right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It's so easy to do it.
Amen.
But in this kind of a day, Jesus is warning us, don't do that.
Amen.
Never get used to that kind of a lifestyle.
Amen.
Oh, friends, don't ever do that.
Amen.
She never mixed it with faith. What about Rahab? She mixed it with faith.
Amen.
When the two messengers, the anointed ones, came into her house, it moved her.
Amen.
She wouldn't rest until she had the token on this
man.
Until she applied the blood.
Yes. Amen.
Until she was sealed away in the place of
refuge. Amen. Uh-huh.
And that's the problem. We don't go all the way.
Yes. Amen.
We don't seek him and lay upon our faces and lay up at the altar.
Yes.
And seek other people to come and pray with us. We don't confess
Amen.
Our sins in us. To die to Sodom. To die
Amen.
To those things that hold us back.
Amen.
And if he doesn't seal us away in Zoar, the city of refuge.
Amen.
But like Mrs. Lord, we die right at the gates of Zoar.
Amen.
You die with salvation right in sight.
Amen.
Ah, friends. She died with salvation right there.
Amen.
There was redemption. There was deliverance. And she died right there. And she's left there as a memorial to us today to remember what's what. But she stopped short. She never went all the way.
Amen.
She never went all the way. She perished. Look at it in Genesis 19, verse 23. Look where she perished. She went quite a long way with them, saints. She went quite far in the message.
Amen.
But she never went all the way.
Hey.
Genesis 19:23, the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar.
Hey.
Her husband entered it, but she didn't. Oh, friends, that's a sad thing to say.
Amen.
And on that great day, your husband goes in and you don't.
Wow.
Or your dad and mom go in and you don't. It's a very real possibility.
Yeah.
Because Jesus told us to remember Lot's wife.
Yes.
Amen.
It's very real. It happens all the time.
Amen.
Like I say, David goes in, Absalom's lost.
Mm.
Yeah. Samuel goes in, his sons are lost.
Yeah.
Go and have a look at it. Amen. Jesus goes in, Judas is lost.
Amen.
It's not the privilege we've received. It's not the grace that we've received.
Mm.
It's what we do with the grace.
Amen.
That makes all the difference.
Amen.
Yes.
The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. He went into refuge. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him and she became a pillar of salt. She was judged with the same judgment as the Sodomites.
Amen.
She was judged with the same judgment as the sinners.
Amen.
The wicked, the iniquitous.
Mm.
She was caught in the same judgment. Despite all her privilege.
Yes, yes.
Despite how far she had gone, she never went far enough. So the judgment caught her right at the gates of Zoar.
Oh.
It's not our good intentions, friend.
Yes.
It's what we do with his grace.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
What we do with his present tense visitation.
Amen.
That's going to either set you up or condemn you in the end.
Amen.
It's what you do when you hear his voice today.
Amen.
Today, if you hear
Amen. Amen.
Don't harden your heart.
Amen.
Don't put it off. Don't listen to the devil.
Amen.
Shake yourself. You may never get another opportunity.
Amen.
You may never have the privilege ever again that you've got today.
Amen.
Which is to seek him and glorify him.
Amen.
You may never have the chance again.
Amen.
Don't take it for granted.
Amen.
So she died. Right. What did she do? Because the world was in her heart. Yeah? What did she do? She looked back. But the Bible says she was behind her husband. So they started off well together. The angels delivered them together. They got the quickening power together. They got the message of deliverance, deliverance from Sodom. They seemed to have left the things behind. But she was carrying it in her.
Amen.
And she went far. Friend, she went far.
That's right.
The with Solomon's dilemma. Mm. But just at the time of the judgment, her sins found her out.
Amen.
And there was that pull from Sodom to that something inside of her. And with the word, she just had one commandment to keep. The angels had told them, don't look back.
Amen.
And because of the pull of the world inside of her, she looked back. Mm. And as she looked back, she died in her sin. Right in the act of her rebellion against what she was told to do,
Amen.
She died right in the act of her sin.
Mm. Amen. Thanks.
I knew a guy like I used to work with back home. When I was at Midlands Milling, they used to speak to him. He was a Jehovah's Witness guy. And he used to always want to tell me, this, that. And I used to tell him, my friend, Christianity is not a joke. It's something that you live. Because I could tell that he was a worldly guy, but he would always tell me about the truth of his church. And then there was another guy who worked with us, and he had a daughter. And then this Jehovah's Witness guy now fell in adultery with this guy's daughter. And he died right in the act. He had a heart attack. Right in the act. And when I was reading that, when I said, she died right in the act of her sin.
Amen.
Amen.
As she rejected what God had told her to do, as the rebellion rose up and she said, wow, what does it matter? She died in her sin.
Amen.
I can't think of anything like that.
Amen.
Died right in your sin. Don't even be like that. It doesn't have to be like that. Let's finish with 2 Peter 2. Where Paul gives us the same warning again. 2 Peter 2, verse 20. It says, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
That's right. Amen.
So you can have a knowledge of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, the angels can come and quicken you out of your sin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get entangled with it again. Why did you get entangled? Because you never got it out of your heart.
Amen.
There was never a thorough repentance of the things that had you captive and bound and catches up with you again.
Amen.
They are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Verse 21, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. Then after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them.
Amen.
She turned from the commandment that was given to her. Verse 22, for it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to its own vomit and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Why does a sow turn back? It's nature.
That's right.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
A pig. It never got rid of its piggish nature.
Amen.
Why does a dog go back to its vomit? Because it stays with the nature of a dog. It's your nature. It'll catch you in the
air. Amen.
It's your soul. It's who you really are, like Brother Mbanza says. It's not the outward, friends.
That's right.
We need to do all the outward things, but the outward needs to be a true witness of the inward.
Yes. Amen.
Because many times the outward's not a true witness of the inward.
Amen.
Look at those saints who defected from the message in America. 30 years have passed in the message. What did his wife go and do straight away? She cut off her hair, painted her face, put on jewelry, put on men's clothes.
Yes.
Within a week.
Yeah.
It never was out of her.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
It was always in her.
Amen.
It was always in her. She always wanted to do those things.
Yes.
Amen.
It was a nature in her.
Right.
But you couldn't do it because of circumstance.
Amen.
My friend, never be a believer because of circumstance.
Amen.
Never be a believer because of revelation.
Amen. Amen.
That's
right. Yes.
The Bible says anything done without faith is sin.
That's right.
Unacceptable to the Lord.
Amen.
If you're struggling with something, be honest about it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we all have our things, the cockle burn on the outside, we have to struggle against. But as long as there's wheat on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our friends, as long as you've been born from above.
Amen.
Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom.
Amen.
You cannot see the kingdom of God. And that's why Jesus has given us that example. Let's just finish it. Let's read it again from Luke chapter 17, from verse 28. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
Amen.
Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Amen.
But it doesn't finish there. In that day, in that day, which is our day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away.
Amen.
Keep a very light hold on your possessions.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let your possessions possess you.
That's Amen. That's right.
And if you're coming down, I remember there's that tsunami. Remember the one in Indonesia? I watched a testimony of this one woman. She was weeping for her husband. And they said, she said, the people came and told us a tsunami is coming quickly. Run to the high ground. So then I and my husband, we started to run. And then he remembered he had left his money in the house.
Oh.
And he turned and he went back. And she made it and he perished. Mm. There's a lesson there, friends.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus is not speaking about a physical housetop. He's speaking about spiritual principles.
That's right.
And where your treasure is, that's where your heart
Amen.
Is.
Amen.
And her treasure, Mrs. Lot, was still in Sodom. Mm. And that's why she perished from Sodom.
Amen. Amen.
He's telling us that there. He says, likewise shall it also be. Verse 31, in that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
Amen.
Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it.
Amen.
Amen.
And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it.
Amen.
Look at the end. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed.
Mm.
Mm. One shall be taken, the other shall be left.
Amen.
Two women shall be grinding together. One shall be taken, the other shall be left.
Amen.
Two men shall be in the field. One taken, the other left.
Amen.
And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord?
Yes.
Where? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles.
Amen.
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 Our friends, give the Lord help us.
Amen. Amen.
Time of prayer. Let's stand. Let's remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
If you're in the position of Lot's wife, it can change today.
Amen.
You can open the door to the Son of Man and he'll come in and he'll change that something.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you're sincere, if you seek him with all your heart,
Amen.
You will find him.
Amen.
It'll be the same. Let's sing. Let's sing some song for us today.
Yes.
What would you give in exchange?
Amen.
Amen.
World. I'm not just speaking about your flesh, I'm speaking about your heart.
Amen. Amen.
That from inside of you, sometimes you sit in your home at night or you sit in your bedroom and you think and say, oh, I just hope people never know who I really am. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be in that kind of a condition.
Amen. Amen.
You don't have to be in that kind of a condition.
Amen.
Because there's a mighty one.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And he came and he died on the cross.
Amen.
He took that burden, he took that iniquity, he took that sin upon himself. And he paid the price.
Amen.
And he rose triumphant on the third
Amen.
Day. And he says, I am he that was
Amen.
Dead and are now alive.
Right.
And I hold the keys to hell and death.
Yes. Amen.
Our friend, if you'll just allow him today
Amen.
To come in.
Thank you.
But it may need a little bit of wrestling, like Jacob.
Amen.
Because the old nature, the outward man, he doesn't die easy, friend.
Mm,
he fights for life. He fights for existence. He wants to hold on to his rights.
Mm.
He wants to hold on to this and hold on to that. Because he's just a mammal. And that's all that he knows is a survival instinct. But inside of you, something far greater than that.
Yes.
And it's a soul.
Amen.
And that soul has an instinct as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to your soul upon this day, your soul is sending out an SOS.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's sending out a cry for help to say, I don't want to stay like this.
Amen.
I don't want to perish in this condition.
Amen. Amen.
And if you will listen to it,
yield
yourself to the Lord.
Mm.
I say it all the time, don't get too familiar with the scripture. The Bible says,
Amen.
Whosoever
Amen.
Shall call upon the name of the Lord
Amen.
Shall
Amen.
Be saved.
Amen.
If the Lord is speaking to you, if the Lord is
Amen. There,
call upon him now.
Yes.
In your heart, you may not have to use a loud voice. That is going to have to be an earnestness inside of you.
Amen.
Amen.
It's going to have to be a sincerity. You're going to have to be honest with the Lord.
Amen.
You're going to have to say, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of an unclean people.
Amen.
Oh, friend, you need to be honest with the Lord.
Amen.
And you say, Lord, can't you come and do that operation inside
Amen.
Of my soul
Amen. Amen.
To change me from death to life? I know about the message. I know about your deliverance. But Lord, I want to know you in the inner world.
Amen.
I want you to change me.
Amen.
I want to be born again.
Amen.
I want to meet the requirements of your kingdom.
Yes.
Amen.
Honest cry to him. When he's calling to you, and you can feel it's your time of visitation, he'll never turn you away.
Amen.
Let's sing one more song. Let's come to a time of prayer. If you have 1,000 George, let's all call upon the name of the Lord. Don't be in too much of a hurry, my friend.
Amen.
There's important things at stake here.
Amen.
The condition of your soul.
That's what I long for. Heart that follows after thee. You are
for those who are not in the Christ.
That's right.
Pray for your children. Pray for the visitors in our lives. Pray for the people the Lord puts upon your heart.
Amen.
To those who are not in Christ, Lord, it's your time now.
Amen.
Call upon the name of the Lord. Let's all enter into time. Says, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your lips,
amen,
you shall be saved.
Amen.
So if something's moving in your heart, let's sing the song, I have decided to follow Jesus. Let that be your confession. You might have followed him, but not fully. Why not today say, today it's fully. I'm taking up my cross. I'm willing to pay the price. I want to be a true disciple. Let that be your testimony as we sing, I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
But he's always been faithful.
Amen.
We've been unfaithful, but he's always been faithful.
Amen.
The Is that not the truth?
Amen.
You never, have a bitter food. Let's pledge allegiance to the cross. I pledge allegiance to the cross.
Amen.
My Lord of Christian, long adored, you're brought before the tyrant's throne, and we're told that he will spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. And one by one,
of circumcision. Amen. He received a name change at the same time. and then received a body change according to the promise.
Amen.
And he brought forth the promise in his day.
Hallelujah.
Our friends, the ancient words, they've got a lot of riches in them.
That's right.
Let's be prospectors. Let's dig into it.
Amen.
Let's sing this.
The words long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope, give us strength and help us to cope in this world. We roam, ancient words will guide our soul. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words.
Ancient open hearts, oh let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Holy the faithful words of long preserved for our own in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words,
ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. Open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words
ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words.
Father, Jesus, Father, we've lifted our hands this day.
Amen.
We all have needs.
Amen.
Father, the greatest need that we can have, though we have need for money, Father, Lord, and food and shelter, but the greatest need that we have, Father, is that you would walk with us.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to be associates of this message. For we've seen, Lord, even the word associate, Lord, Father, is not really connected, Lord.
Mm.
Father, we've seen associate directors, associate managers, Lord, Father, Lord, and they lose their posts.
Yes.
But we want, Lord, Savior, Father, as Lord, Savior, Father, we've not been called today. The Lord, Father, Lamb's Book of Life has not been compiled, Father, these last few weeks.
Amen.
But Lord, Father, it was, Lord, Savior, long before this world was ever founded.
Amen.
Lord, Father, we desire to be more than associated with this message,
Amen.
O God.
Amen.
We desire to live this message, Lord.
Amen.
We desire, Lord, Savior, that all, Father, people will see, just like when they saw the disciples.
Amen.
They first called them Christians, Lord.
Amen.
We desire to be like Christ, Lord.
Amen.
We desire that when, Lord Savior, the laws of this land, Lord Father, in the days that are ahead would see
Amen.
Us, Lord, they'll identify that these are message believers, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Father, oh God, we sing from the Sunday school to the service, Lord, the two bad examples, Lord. We don't want to be like Ananias or Lot's wife, Lord Father.
Amen.
But we want, as be Lord Savior, minister today, to ponder
and to remember Lot's wife, Lord.
Amen.
But Lord, Father, as only in the service, O God. But Lord, Father, when we're out of here, those dark, chilling clouds will come over us, Lord, and try and pacify that desperation amidst us, O God. Lord, we want, Lord, to really, Lord, ponder, even Lord Savior, in days ahead, Lot's wife, Lord Savior. For Lord, Father, oh God, she had such a privilege, oh God, as was ministered, Lord. Father, you, Lord Father, because of the burden of Abraham, sent, Lord Savior, your angels personally to their address. And Lord Father, she failed to see that, oh God. And as the pastor, Lord, so clearly showed, Lord, that, Lord Father, she could speak well of Abraham and Sarah, well of his services, oh God. But she failed, Lord Father, oh God, to become what they were preaching, oh God. Father, Lord, we can imagine, Lord, Father, just like, Lord, when we left Zimbabwe to come here, we could have come as associates, Lord, like Lot's wife, Lord. But along the way, Father, if we think of the many that we came with, Lord, Father, they're all gone back, Lord,
Amen.
Help us, Lord. Father, oh God, to identify in you, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
to become one with you, Lord, Father.
Yes.
And knowing
Amen.
You, Lord, Savior, it's going to take a personal death, Lord, Father, to self.
Amen.
It's going to take a personal inventory, Lord,
Amen.
To self,
Amen.
Oh God. For Lord, Father, each and every one of us, Lord, from young to old, Lord.
Yes.
Father, oh God, there's nothing new under
Amen.
The sun, Lord.
Amen.
We are all going through the same trials, Lord.
Yes.
The same temptations, oh God.
Yes.
And we desire, Lord Savior, oh God, if we, Lord Savior, could apply the faith even in this day, Lord,
yes.
and walk righteous, Lord, and walk right, Lord Savior.
Amen.
And when we get to the end, Lord Savior,
yes.
even of the race, Lord Savior,
yes.
we would know, Lord Father, oh God, within us, long before we go, that Lord Savior, I will be the one to go, Lord Savior.
Yes.
Oh Father, help us, Lord. Let us make preparation while it's today.
Yes.
Oh Father,
Amen.
Not leave it late, Lord Savior.
Lord,
we want to, Lord Savior, be ready, Lord Savior, now.
Yes.
Father, for if we are in that condition and
yes.
position and situation, Lord, then we start to ponder, Lord, on those that are, Lord Savior, Father called, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Start working within the church, Lord,
yes.
before we can consider others, Lord Savior.
Yes.
For we are not all at the same level, Lord Savior.
Amen.
I'm not counting myself righteous, Lord.
Lord.
I'm not
Amen.
Counting myself above, Lord Savior, anyone, Lord. But Lord,
Amen.
I will say, Lord, Lord, I consider my life, Lord,
Amen.
And I desire to remember Lot's wife, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Guide us, Lord Savior, as we part. Let us not
Please,
quickly
Lord.
Forget this word, message, Lord,
yes.
that was ministered today.
Yes.
And let this word not become common to us, O God.
Amen.
But let it, Lord Savior, always, Lord Savior, be new, Lord Father,
Amen.
As Lord was ministered, Lord, where the eagles are, and that's where we were today.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we fed from the carcass, Lord.
Amen.
Bless, Lord, our
Amen.
Brother and pastor.
Amen.
You restore virtue, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Father, you led him, Lord, I believe, Lord, with all my heart, Lord. You inspired him, Lord, even upon this day. When we look at the Sunday school and the message preached, Lord, it was on point, Lord Savior.
Yes.
Bless the brethren, Lord Jericho.
Amen.
And let us not be forgetful hearers or slothful hearers, Lord.
Amen.
But let us, Lord Savior, be, Lord Savior, wise master builders.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for there's no smart man in this game. The
Amen.
Smartest man, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, is he that, Lord, humbles himself and
Amen.
Goes to the
Amen.
Jesus,
Amen.
Lord, and looks, Lord Savior, to Calvary, Lord Savior. We pray, Father, for our young Lord Savior.
Amen.
Give grace, Lord Savior.
Amen.
No one is here by chance. Lord, we call them visitors, Lord. But they are not visitors in thine sight, Lord.
Amen.
They, Father, were ordained to hear this
Amen.
Message of Lord's wife.
Amen.
Let us, Lord, ponder, Lord Savior, that when we look back, Lord Savior, Father, we'd be able to say it was from that date
Amen.
That the pastor preached on Lord's wife, Lord, that
yes,
my
Lord.
Life took a complete turnaround, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Grant us grace as we part. Be with us, Lord God. Part with us, oh God, and let us constantly fellowship on these things
yes,
that are above, Lord. We bless your name. We give praise unto thee. Bless Brother Max, even as Lord Savior's ministry today, and he'll be coming back soon. Bless all the needs of your church, the needs
yes,
of your
Lord.
Children, our sister Shida, undertake for Lord Father. Give a grace
Amen.
And virtue, Lord, even in the times as this, Lord. Guide us now. Be with us, we ask in thy holy name, Jesus.
Amen.
Just dismissing in one of them, one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them.
Amen.
I'm sure you're not saying I'm Lot's wife. That was not what you want to testify.
Amen.
But you're one of them. One of them that go all the way.
Yes.
That's what you want to be.
hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost. It burns in me then clean. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Jordan's ringing and who keeps us full of fame. He was